Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built to keep going, blending rugged muscle with precision engineering, all supported by Toyota's time-tested legacy of dependability. Step into a Tundra and feel the unyielding capability. With the available iForce Max engine, Tundra puts out impressive power, torque, and towing performance. And the roomy high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the go. Or take a look at Tacoma, made for drivers who push past the path. Agile, tough, and relentless. With available features like crawl control, a powered rear window, portable JBL speaker, and a power liftgate. So gear goes in fast, and the adventure keeps moving. The Tacoma and Tundra are engineered to endure, season after season, mile after mile. So drive one home today. Visit Toyota.com for deals and local inventory. Or stop by your Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota. Let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Getting everyone together to watch the game is fun until you realize you're running low on snacks right before halftime. That's why Shipt is there for you on game day. Whether going for that classic spread, chips and dip, or mixing in even a few healthier options, I can, and so can you, order all the favorites for same-day delivery to keep the party going, especially now that March is here. And if that Shipt bowl is looking suddenly too empty, no stress, just place another order and it shows up the same day. Shipt makes last-minute hosting so much easier. You can get snacks, party supplies, decorations, and more delivered from nearby stores. I'm talking grocery runs from places like Safeway or Albertsons, party decor from Michaels, or even a quick Target order. All while you're getting ready for guests with Shipt, you can order same-day delivery on groceries, gifts, and so much more. And shoppers are known for incredible attention to detail and care. Plus, with an annual Shipt membership, you get unlimited orders, zero delivery fees on orders over $35, exclusive deals, and even the option to request your favorite shoppers again. Download the app or order at Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. As the guys have vacated the studio, we enter the studio. We are on, this is an audio-only podcast. No video, the video camera, I kicked one by mistake, and the camera shattered. Now we got to get a new one, but we'll have a new one for tomorrow. So I apologize, Al. How are you?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I normally do this when Eddie is here, but I thought I would do this with you.
I saw you
here.
Put this out there.
As I was out of topics. I did, if you ask Al and Jerry anything.
Okay.
And
I do enjoy these.
I will say it was bad timing on my part in that everyone just wants to know about the Sal, BT versus Gio, which we're not getting in the middle of.
I'm not getting in the middle of it.
But one Sal Licata responded to ask Al and Jerry anything. And he said, is there a celebrity that could get me to commit to going to a baseball game with them, as Sal went to the baseball game with Jerry Seinfeld?
I would say that's probably your answer, or Howard Stern.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think Howard Stern would go to a baseball game.
He goes to Knick games.
Does go to Knicks games.
Would you go to a Knick game and sit courtside with Howard Stern?
I would.
Of course you would.
I would go to a baseball game with Howard Stern. I'd go to a baseball game with Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
I would probably go to a baseball game with Paul Westerberg of the Replacements. I'd have to go to Minneapolis, though, I'm sure. But I would do that. If Gary Carter were still alive, I'd go to a baseball game with Gary Carter because I loved Gary Carter, and that would have been cool.
Sure.
But other than that, you know what's funny? If I actually got this phone call, Jerry Seinfeld would like to go to a baseball game with you, I'd be like, what day? Like, I'd have to think about it. That's how insane.
That's pathetic, actually.
It is pathetic. How insane my thought process is to getting to Citi Field and all that. That's how crazy I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
That sucks.
Would you like to go to a game with a celebrity?
I like going to games, period.
But is there a celebrity that'd be cool to go to a baseball game with?
Would there be a celebrity to go to? That's a great question.
Like, how about this? If you can't think of one for yourself, you and your sons, and you get a celebrity to go with, like, who would your sons think that's a cool celebrity?
I'll tell you who I would love to sit down, whatever type of game it would be. I would love to sit down with Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson?
Yeah.
Couple beers at a baseball game, do the nine innings, nine hot dogs challenge.
Yeah, that would probably be the guy that I would want to watch a game with.
Yeah.
And then if we could keep politics out of the conversation.
Is he a political? Oh, okay.
No.
Your next one.
I would love to go to a baseball game with Alyssa Milano.
Mm.
So that was my, you know, like many young boys back then.
You were just a young boy, Jerry.
She was my childhood crush.
Mm-hmm.
About the same age. And she loves baseball. I don't care for, you know, the political stuff.
Is she very political now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I stopped following her on social media
because
of it. She was
going a little nuts.
Yeah. But she's a baseball fan, and her career is pretty damn good. I would love to go sit down and watch a game with her. So there you go.
Okay. Here's a good question from Michael Manass. Do you prefer liquid soap with a loofah, or do you use bar soap?
Bar soap for me.
Me too.
I find the liquid soap like oily.
Correct. And it's very hard to know whether you've washed it off.
I would agree.
It's also harder to soap up unless you, like, if you use bar soap, you can just soap up your hands.
Yeah.
And you just rub yourself, Jerry, in that shower of yours.
Mm.
Where if you use a liquid, you need some sort of sponge to get it onto your body.
Yeah. And that is becoming, as someone that travels often, that is starting to become the norm now.
The liquid?
The liquid in the shower affixed to the wall.
Yes.
So to where, when I was in Chicago, they did have the soap for the sink. I'm like, I'll use that.
That's what I have been doing the last few years as well. Yep. I take the bar soap for the sink.
Yeah, the smaller bar.
And put that in the shower.
Which I don't understand why the bars for the shower are always so big. No one's staying there for more than a couple of nights. Even if it's a week, you're not going through an entire, but use a smaller one.
And they would put a new bar in anyway.
I know.
The next day.
Yeah. Do you imagine if you ever opened one and there was like a pubic hair on it?
On a packaged soap?
Yes. And you know they're repackaging?
No. Like, this
check,
is barely
please,
used.
Gotta go.
You know, those things, like you said, in the showers now in the hotels where they have the shampoo, conditioner, and body wash.
Yeah.
As somebody who wears glasses, I have to look first before I go in there.
I get it.
Otherwise, I don't know if I'm going to soap up with shampoo, which I think will burn your, like, I don't mean like third degree burns, but I think if you get shampoo in your penis hole, that will burn. And liquid soap does not burn your penis hole.
Have you had this problem?
I feel like I have had this problem.
Wow, okay.
I have a very sensitive wiener, Jerry.
I hear
when it comes to those things.
I don't have any of those issues with the soap.
Okay.
Like, if I only, like, I've washed my hair with a bar of Dove.
Yes.
Like, it, whatever.
I have done that as well. All right. Jay in Connecticut wants to know, have either of you guys, or even Eddie, started to think about last times? As in, is this the last time Eddie plays this drop?
I have.
Is this the last time Eddie will be a guest on the podcast?
Yeah, I've done this before. I've done, yeah. Every time I do it, Eddie poo-poos me with it.
Eddie is very sensitive, does not want to be celebrated. He occasionally comes up on the show about the kickoff to summer, which I believe is at DJ's again this year. I don't think it's been officially announced.
Yeah.
That's an exclusive for the post-game podcast. Mm-hmm. But Eddie has said to me quite seriously
that he'll leave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If anything goes down with a big celebration, I might just split. So I have had people come to me and go, we want to do this for Eddie.
No.
I'm telling you, he doesn't want it.
Yep, I know. I know. I think he's an ass for that, but.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now, just a heads up, I'll give you a couple years heads up. I would love all sorts of.
I know you would.
Things for when I retire.
We're 2 years away from that.
But have you thought about things like that's the last drop? I wonder what Eddie's last drop will be.
I've brought them up, and he does, and he just shoos me. He doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
When I have said to him, the last opening day, this is the last Super Bowl, like, that you're going to be in studio. He's like, so what? Enough. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's not interested in the conversation. But yeah, I've thought about all that stuff. I've thought, too, for me, like, what's, you know, is this the last baseball season I'm working here? Like, who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
You don't know. We're all at an age now where we're, again, everybody can be replaced, as we have found out over and over. So we're all at an age, if they wanted to move on any day, they could give us the pink slip. And so, yeah, I think about that stuff all the time.
Steve wants to know, when hosts get moved from one time slot into another less desirable time slot,
right?
Does their salary get adjusted?
I haven't moved time slots in 18 years, so I
yeah. I'm not a spokesperson, but I don't believe they, like, if somebody gets moved, I do not believe, like, if you,
I do.
Everyone has, you think they do get?
I cannot believe that C-Mac is making the same money working the overnight as opposed to the afternoon.
Oh, no, I think this guy meant from one time slot to a less desirable one. So, like, let's say.
Oh, you're, so you're saying take a pay cut.
Yeah, like, there's a perception that if you go from afternoon drive to middays, like Evan and Tiki did, that there was some sort of cut. I do not believe that is the case.
I wouldn't think so either, but.
It's also, we're in an era now where.
Why don't you, if you want, they're on now. You want to go ask them how much they make?
That'd be a, yes.
I know you do.
I also believe, you know, we're in a time now, ever since working from home became a major thing, the middays is not like a not desirable time frame anymore.
No, it is.
It used to be. Yeah. Like, but now, like, you can see, like, it used to be the earlier in the morning show, the better.
Right.
6 a.m. ratings versus 7 versus 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a famously used to poo-poo the 9 o'clock
hour.
You
want the 9 o'clock hour,
like, who
doesn't
cares?
Matter. Yep.
It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, no, in some cases, the 9 o'clock hour is more important.
Yeah, the audience is there throughout.
Yep.
All right, let's see. I have to weed through all these Geo and BT fights.
I'm sure. You got a lot of responses, though, for the
most
part?
I did get a lot of responses. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one from Mick the Quick.
Mick the Quick.
And this is for you, Jerry.
What up, Mick?
What is Jerry looking at, glancing to his right, every 20 seconds during the podcast? What is Jerry looking at?
I didn't realize I was glancing.
Yeah, I don't notice it.
The control room. I don't know. Maybe the way I'm looking forward, and maybe it's the way the camera's lined up.
Yeah, I do think it has a lot to do with the way the camera's lined up at us and shooting.
Yeah, because, like, in the morning, I will look to Eddie for something in the control room. But when we do the podcast, Rami's in there right now, but Eddie's never in there. He sets it up and takes off.
Yeah.
So I think it's, oh, you know what? I'm watching the TV. I just did it.
Oh, you glance at the TV.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the angle of the camera. I'm turning and looking at the television. Right now they got Michigan St. Louis on. That's what I'm glancing at. All right.
There you go, Mick the Quick.
There you go.
Here's Rob wants to know, how is Jerry so good at math? He amazes me with how quick he comes up with numbers when you guys are talking about prices, percentages, etc.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're not sure. You're just naturally gifted.
No, I'm not naturally gifted. for whatever reason, I was always able to add, divide, multiply, all that stuff. I think the percentages, I really do believe, has a lot to do with baseball statistics. And I spent 15, 16 years doing numbers and batting averages. And even growing up, like, I was into it.
That's true. If you're a baseball or a sports statistic guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself like a stat geek by any stretch, but I was certainly into them, and I would look at them from time to time. Was never good at like algebra. Like when you went on trigonometry, all that stuff, I was out.
Me too.
I was as dumb as a brick. But like basic math, never had a problem with it, ever.
This guy noticed, Jerry.
Oh, that's very nice.
USA Patriot 44.
Oh.
I'll let you handle this one, Jerry. Is Boomer a dick in real life as he is on the radio?
Why do they think he's that on the radio?
Legitimately, you know what the question right next to it, and it's a different person? Who is a bigger dick, BT or Geo? I mean, this wow. the language today. I will tell you that.
Damn.
I don't know for you, Jerry. And I've worked in the past, not here, and some of the hosts were a little ornery, mm-hmm. off the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes very funny people are nuts off the air.
Because most of them are insecure for whatever reason.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But whether it was Boomer and Craig, Boomer and Geo, I will tell you, off the air, everyone is so nice here.
Very pleasant.
Very nice.
Very pleasant.
Everyone in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Even like people are like, oh, Mike. I never heard Mike say two words in the hall. Like, he was not a douche to anybody that I was aware of.
No, me neither. I know.
This place has been very pleasant.
I agree.
With people on the air, off the air. They'll go to bat for you. They will get you stuff that you need. It has been really great here.
Yeah, I agree. And I second that with Mike as someone yeah. who has known him and been around him since 97. Not that I ever talked to him in those early years by any stretch, because mm-hmm. I didn't. But, I mean, never, ever had a... Aside from when Norv Turner's phone dropped out and Mike yelled at me to fix the phone.
To
fix Norv Turner's phone in Washington, D.C. Aside from that one moment, I have never had a bad, you know, interaction with Mike, ever. So, yeah. I mean, I've seen it with him and Mark. I saw it with Mark Chernoff, that is. I saw it with him and Russo. I saw it with him and Carlin. I never had a bad interaction with Mike. I really didn't. So.
Oh, yeah. He invited you to dinners. You golfed
yeah,
with him.
Absolutely. Played yeah. golf with him a couple of times. Yeah. And you're right. Around here, Craig and Boomer are a blast. You know, Greg and Boomer are a blast. Everyone's really great.
It's very pleasant here.
You know who was the problem?
Who?
Real prick, Minko.
I knew it.
No, everybody's been great.
I think the entire Salicata podcast is listening to us now, Jerry, because Bada Booms, the producer, is checking in.
I like that kid.
He wants me too. I did not like him at first.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I almost one time texted Sal and be like, you got to move on from it. But then I hadn't.
Eczema is unpredictable. But you can flare less with Ebglyss, a once-monthly treatment for moderate to severe eczema. After an initial 4-month or longer dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Seen him on the show for a little while. And then when I watched the entire podcast that included all the Seinfeld stuff, and I like him.
A nice kid.
Yeah, I like him. He grew on me.
Like a nice kid.
Anyway, Bada Booms wants to know, who was the worst in-studio guest you've ever had? The worst in-studio.
Well, that would be more for you to answer, because anytime I've had guests in-studio, when I filled in for Craig for those 4 months, we did pretty well, actually, with the people we had in. And then even filling in with G, like we had Jack Hughes in one time and Boomer wasn't here. I was part of that. Charlie Blackman was a great guest for me. That's really for you to answer, I would say,
so
than me.
The one that stands out as weird, just was weird, was we had Saturday Night Live's Daryl Hammond in, and he was just a little odd.
A little off?
A little off.
Yeah.
And it may have been that he's a late night kind of guy and he showed up here early to come on the show.
Right.
But I remember he was pleasant, but he was a little, it seemed a little odd.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes those guys are a little awful, you know?
Yeah. That's the only one I can think of that was a little weird.
I think my favorite guest was Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah, he's...
When I had him in studio.
I thought of you because he's on the Rogan podcast this week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I really like him. And that's one... And I don't... you know me. I do not complain much at all. It bothered me, though, that we didn't put clips of that out.
Yeah.
Like, why would we not... It was Jeffrey Ross. It was... And it was very... He wasn't all that funny. He was very insightful because his life had changed dramatically with his health, and he was doing that one-man show, which is why I wanted him in to promote him. But I was really surprised we didn't do anything with that. I thought he was a very good guest.
I think they're taking that one-man show. I think they filmed it, and I believe they're putting it on somewhere.
Right, Netflix or something?
Maybe it's Netflix.
By the way, one guest I would love to see if we can get in when I fill in. And I don't know if it's possible or not, but she's got a book, and she did Rogan, and she's done a bunch of interviews. It's Cheryl Hines.
Oh, Cheryl Hines.
I would love to have her come in.
Me too.
Like, we don't, you know, I would like to think more forward for days or weeks that I know I'm going to be in for them.
Problem is she's not New York-based.
I know. That's why I said it's probably difficult, and you have to. And we don't get, like, we don't get the alerts that they're going to be around and looking to push their product.
No.
Sucks.
Sure does. And now here's another one. Bobby Bingo wants to know.
Hey, Bobby Bingo.
Are you tired of Boomer and his arrogant entitled attitude?
What is going on here? Boomer is the most pleasant person to work with.
These are hilarious. This is a great, I'm not sure of the question, but it'll give me a leaping off point.
Okay.
Henry Specht wants to know, who are some of the great gum-chewing coaches that have graced the sidelines? Pete Carroll, and more recently, Kurt Cignetti come to mind. Your thoughts?
I don't have any.
This made
me think of tobacco chewing guys, but...
This made me think about gum chewing, though.
Okay.
When I was younger, in my 20s, if I needed a little arrogance, a little confidence, I would chew gum. Gonna go talk to a girl? Let me have some gum.
Really?
I felt cocky chewing gum.
What are you, George Costanza? I felt like he would put the gum in to have that type of...
Yeah, I did, though. Like, I thought...
Hmm.
Because my friend, the one time we were in line, me and my friend Paul, we were in line to go to the Letterman show. And it was... I had waited, I think, 4 years for Letterman tickets.
Okay.
I had written in and I got them. So me and my friend Paul got there way early. And the line for Phil Donahue was in the same space. So we wanted to be first in line for David Letterman. So... We waited in the line, and anytime someone showed up, we'd say, "You here for Phil Donahue?" in front of us. But my friend Paul said that while chewing gum, I arrogantly called over a page with a finger wag. And ever since that, I thought, yes, when I'm chewing gum.
I'll give you an awkward gum chewer.
Okay.
When he was pressing A-Rod.
Ooh, so you could tell by the way he chewed his gum.
When A-Rod would be in a slump, he was chomping on that gum like he was trying to grind sand.
Mm.
And it was like, it was so just like in your face and obvious. And he looked like someone that was trying to mash the ball into another universe. A-Rod.
So if you saw him chewing differently, you thought,
yeah.
I wonder if a pitcher ever picked up on that. Like, I got A-Rod on the.
Well, everyone was striking him out at that point. Because when A-Rod would be. Baseball is so I know you always ask the question, why are these guys so terrible at times? And because the guy pitching the ball is the best of what he does too in the world. But some of these guys are so streaky. Like there would be times, even with Judge, like you can't throw anything. You can throw him 110 mile an hour fastball. He's going to clobber it. Then he's whiffing on 83 mile an hour sliders or not sliders, curveballs. A-Rod, when he slumped, he slumped.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right. Turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring Fest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, and it builds on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the 26 RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys, while the available all-wheel drive keeps you in command when conditions are unpredictable. The new RAV4 is designed around the way people actually use their SUV, from daily errands to weekend adventures, while the GR Sport model, coming soon, boasts a net combined 320 horsepower in a plug-in hybrid drivetrain with a GR-tuned suspension for an even more responsive, exciting drive. No matter which RAV4 you choose, you'll enjoy the reliability Toyota is known for, coupled with the inspiring performance that's unique to Toyota. Shop more and find details at toyota.com. The all-new RAV4 from Toyota. Let's go places.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at cleansimpleeats.com.
Yeah, and if he if you could see that in the gum chewing, he'd be like, if I was the catcher, I'd come out there and be like, you see the way A-Rod's chewing this gum?
Yes.
I think you throw a fastball right by him. let's see. We're just weeding through some of these bad ones, Jerry. The mean ones.
Okay. The mean ones. A lot of mean ones.
Mm-hmm.
You guys still do that podcast? No one cares.
Fa-fa-fooey-mund.
Oh, fa-fa-fooey.
Fa-fa-fooey-mund. That's a combination of Baba Booey and Ronnie Mund.
Mm-hmm.
Fa-fa-fooey-mund. What is your biggest pet peeve at the supermarket?
People. That's why I go at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
But what is there anything different at the supermarket than another type of store?
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. I think...
And what about the people don't you like at the supermarket?
I don't like when they're in my aisle.
Yeah, that does...
I specifically go early on a quiet Sunday morning... so I can saunter through the supermarket at my own pace and leisure. This past Sunday morning, I got up. I slept great, and I usually get up at 6, and I try and get there for like 7. They open at 7. I try and get there for 7:15. I get up to 7:30, and I'm not even joking. My first thought was, crap.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there after 8 o'clock, and there's going to be humans in there. And there were. And everywhere, every aisle I would turn, I'm like, what are you doing in my aisle? And it's always in front of what you're getting.
Yeah.
Very frustrating. But in terms of like product, nothing really bothers me.
I would say my pet peeve is very similar to yours, but mine is the workers at the supermarket stocking the shelves while it's shopping time.
Yeah, that's supposed to be done between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m.
Yeah, and they're like have a big thing.
Is it the workers, though, or the vendors? It's two different things.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a combination sometimes. You're right.
Because the vendors do go in during business hours, and they're
right.
Clogging up. Like when the wise guy's got all the chips out, and he's taking
yes.
the old ones. You're taking up a lot of space.
It was weird at my one Stop and Shop I go to, there was an attractive Pepsi woman who was... like moving heavy Pepsis.
Yeah.
Like, she was there by herself.
Right.
Which means she probably drove the Pepsi truck.
Maybe.
Loaded up the Pepsis
women
and all
can
their
pick things up too, Al.
Yeah. And I was like, wow.
Good for her.
This is a woman, a hard worker.
She probably owns the route.
Owns the route.
She probably does. I would think. I mean, she could just be a Pepsi delivery driver too.
Yeah, she looked like she was in charge of something.
Yeah, she was in charge of her store.
The way she was like stocking things.
Oh, I'll give you one other one that annoys me: the shop at home where they, not shop at home, where you order and pick up. And they're walking around with the carts of 1,000 bags, and they're in your way constantly.
Pisses me off.
That drives me nuts.
You're right. That is a big one.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah. And I try to, in my head, I was like, okay, so if this employee wasn't loading this up, the person would be in here. But it's a bigger thing they're pushing around with all the bags.
Mm-hmm. It takes up a lot of space.
It does.
And I seem to run into one every third aisle.
Yeah, because there's so many people doing it that
way.
Yes,
exactly.
Well, do you like going to self-checkout?
Well, I love it because I have the gun.
Oh, at the Stop and Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, the ShopRite will not do the guns.
Really?
Yeah. But an alert listener who I see very early on Sunday mornings at my ShopRite, he told me which checkout guy to go to.
Okay.
Who's very
better.
Good. Yeah, and I go to him. Bald guy.
I'm not being funny. Do you like BJ's? The one in, because there's one in Wall, I think.
I've not been.
I was told they have the gun now.
BJ's has a gun?
Yes.
Over Costco?
Yeah. Costco doesn't. Costco has the self-checkout.
And
they can come check you out with their own gun. But if you go to BJ's, they supposedly have the gun like Stop and Shop. I don't go there. So I don't know. But I know I think it's closer to where you live.
Yeah.
So you might want to check that out.
I would want to check that out. But I feel like I have the lay of the land of the Costco now. You know what I mean? It's tough to switch.
That's fair.
Everyone loves BJ's, Jerry. You know that.
Why you wouldn't, I don't know.
There's got to be somebody who doesn't.
Like, what would be the negative of BJ's?
I just think it's disgusting. I bet you there's people.
It's disgusting. Are we talking about the store here, or are you talking about sex?
No, I'm talking about the other thing.
Oh, I was talking about the store.
Oh, the store. No, I don't know. I think everyone, why wouldn't, especially if they have the gun.
You think it's disgusting?
No, I'm saying I am sure there are people.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Right?
First, yes.
That don't like that.
Correct. Stuff oozing, yeah. Right.
God knows what's going on down there and a lot of people. A lot going on.
Yeah, there is. Out of the shower the best time.
Yeah. What's your favorite bar soap to use?
Dove. Yeah, I like Dove. Irish Spring is good.
Well, I haven't used Irish Spring in a long time.
I don't know about
time.
The metals in these soaps, but that's what we generally rotate is Dove and Irish Spring.
Everyone use the same bar in the shower? Is it just a bar soap?
Well, we
in
have
the shower?
Multiple showers, so
okay.
But yeah, me and my wife.
We did growing up.
Yeah, me and my wife. Yeah, yes.
Like my house, there were five of us. There was a bar of soap in the shower.
Yeah. Well, it's what it is.
Then you would have to check for hairs.
Come on now.
I actually think when that was a thing, when we were all sharing a bar of soap, that I got my own liquid soap just as a way to separate myself.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. We do have liquid soap in the shower, too. So we have the liquid soap. We have conditioner. We have shampoo, a bar of soap. A lot going on in there.
Yeah. I bet your sons use the liquid soap.
They do.
That's like
that
a young, young guys love a liquid soap.
That I do know.
Older folks like us like a bar soap.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on Thursday.
Daryl's up.
What year is that game on? That's on
TV? I don't know. I mean, he was on the 98 team, so I don't know what year this is. But that could be 98.
He looks good up there with that bat.
Yes, he does. Oh, loved his swing.
Yeah, he had a great swing.
Sweet.
All right, Jerry, warm up next.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right. Turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at CleanSimpleEats.com.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take the scenic route in Abercrombie's new spring collection, designed for weekend getaways. Full of layers like sweaters, dresses, and matching sets that take you from happy hour straight to a weekend upstate. The piece on everyone's radar is their new reversible trench coat. It's navy on one side and a coastal plaid on the other. The perfect spring staple. Get your closet ready for spring plans. Shop Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
The Bleacher Report app is your destination for sports. Right now, the NBA is heating up, March Madness is here, and MLB is almost back. Every day there's a new headline, a new highlight, a new moment you've got to see for yourself. That's why I stay locked in with the Bleacher Report app. For me, it's about staying connected to my sports. I can follow the teams I care about, get real-time scores, breaking news, and highlights all in one place. Download the Bleacher Report app today so you never miss a moment.
SpringFest is heating up at Lowe's, and for a limited time, we have the extra big deals you need to impress guests. Get your outdoor space ready and save $50 on a select Kobalt 24-volt blower kit, now $79. Plus, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance 4-burner grill, now $199. It's springtime, and our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/13. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Looking for a protein powder that tastes great and keeps ingredients simple? Meet Clean Simple Eats. Clean Simple Eats uses grass-fed whey protein isolate with 20 grams of complete protein per serving, plus digestive enzymes and a low-lactose formula designed to be easy on digestion. No artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, just clean ingredients and amazing flavors you'll actually look forward to. They even offer variety packs, so you can try multiple flavors. Clean Simple Eats is undeniably clean and 100% delicious. Shop now at cleansimpleeats.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.